many of you want to find your purpose? Raise your hands. Most people are not raising their hands in life. You know why? Because they're too afraid of what other people are going to think. And I've already said it, I'm going to say it again. People don't think about you, so stop it. Say true. I coach soccer. And you know one of the promises I make every parent that brings their child to my team is I look them straight in the eye, not only the child but the parent. And I said, the one thing I'm going to teach your child at age 8, 9, and 10 is to fall in love with kicking that soccer ball. And you know how I do it? When there's a penalty kick, I just yell out, who wants to kick it? And the first hand that goes up, I say, you kick it. And I don't care if we make it or not. What matters is these kids fall in love with kicking. Because if you fall in love with kicking in life, and you fall in love with raising your hand in life, then you're going to continue to grow in life. It's when you stop kicking and you stop raising your hand that things really don't go forward from that standpoint. And I've had coaches over the years say, Coach Dodge, you're the weirdest coach I've ever seen. You yell out, who wants to kick it? You got all the kids on the field, the sidelines, and some of your parents raise their hands. And you know what? If I'm doing that for people in life, then I'm helping them find their purpose in life. Because you can't find purpose without getting on the field. And remember something. There's only one reason why you stop raising your hand. It's because you are too worried about what other people are going to think about you. And you and I both know the truth. People do not think about you. Say true. See where it says, here are the doors that you must break down. Here are the doors you must break down. Don't mess with them. Kick them down. Blow them up. Get in that. Don't make friends with a door that ain't supposed to be shut. Number one, door of guilt. The door of guilt. Guilt gets you nowhere, does nothing for you, and hurts you. So spit on it. Kick it. Hurt it. Blow it up. Get it out of your life. Guilt is the past. It has nothing to do with the future. The guilt is the key that locks the door and you cannot find your purpose. Number two is a door of bitterness. Bitterness doesn't do any good for you. It doesn't do any good for me. It doesn't do any good for your purpose. It doesn't do any good for your hope, your dreams, anything that's exciting in your life. It only hurts. I did a program in Fort Worth. I'll never forget that. It was after flying all night from Vegas. I had four programs to do that day in Dallas, Arlington, and Fort Worth. And I was so tired, and I really didn't want to go to the program. And, you know, I was kind of hoping they were going to call and cancel, but they didn't. And I kept going, and I kept going. I said, I've got to be there, but I don't want to be there. I'm sure many of you in this program today can appreciate it by a show of hands. How many of you in this room has ever gone to work when you didn't want to go? Wow, look at all those hands. All I'm asking you to do is I really didn't want to, but I was pulled to. And you know what was interesting? I went in and did the program, and I gave everything I had. And I got home that night, and I decided to just open up some emails. And all of a sudden, here comes one from that program. And she said, Mr. Dodge, I didn't want to go to your program.
It was mandatory. She kept emphasizing mandatory.
She says, but I got your message. What we're delivering today to all of you in this room is a message. It's a good message. I don't own it. You don't own it. It's called the truth. And she said, I walked out of that room, and I walked into my office, and I picked up the phone tonight, and I called my mom for the first time in 15 years. My mom and I had a parting of ways. There was such bitterness between the two of us. We couldn't find any hope, any way of changing the past. And I picked up the phone, and I called her, because you told me about the truth of diminishing intent. It's one of the 45 undeniable truths in life that I talk about in my most popular program, How to Build a Better You. And she said, if I don't do it now, I'm not going to do it. So she gets up, she says in her email. She calls her mom for the first time in 15 years. And can I stop and say to everybody in the room right now, not having a relationship with your family is not an option. You might not get along. You might not even want to talk to each other too much. And you might not want to even be around each other too much. But family and relationships are one and the same. If broken, so are you. She calls her mom and says, Mom, will you forgive me for what I've done over the last 15 years? The email says. And then in the email, it says, her mom had a very, very, very difficult time responding. And said, yes. And then an email says, can I come see you? And then she says, there was a long pause. It seemed like hours. And then her mom said, yes. And then she said, I love you. And then on that email, all she did, she must have hit that repeat button because it went, thank you, 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 for a half a page. And at the very bottom, in bold letters, it said my mom passed away that night. I know for a fact, if I wouldn't have shown up that day, that she would have not have made that phone call and would have lived with the rest of her life with regret and bitterness. Because I showed up, she made the phone call, and the bitterness has gone away. And now she has a better chance of finding a place in her life where purpose will be easily seen for her. And that's what I did that day. Can we go back to helping people with their lives?
Every one of you in this room has bitterness. You must separate that bitterness today. You need to do it now. Why? Because it's the right thing. And once you do, you'll see things differently, and you'll understand what purpose really is. Somebody says, do you know my purpose? No, but you do. You know what your purpose is. You know it. Everybody does. Somebody goes, no, I don't. I don't know my purpose. I don't. Yes, you do. You do. You do. You just don't want to admit it right now. And you know what's interesting? See down there where it says, number three, the door of fear. Number four, the door of need for approval. Stop needing approval. Respect. That's a good thing, true? Not approval. Number five, the door of materialism. Oh my gosh, do you not live in that world? You live around some of the most beautiful places in the whole wide world, the nicest car in the whole wide world, all the stuff. Don't you fall into that. We all have, we all will. Materialism is an enjoyable thing. It's not your life. And you can have both, by the way, if you want it. Just don't need it. Did you understand what I just said? If you want it, go get it. Say true. If you need it, stay away from it. Stay away from it. Say, I gotta have that. I gotta have that. That's when you look in the mirror and say, I don't want that. If I need it, I don't want that. And then the next one is, okay, here it is. See where it says, remember, nothing matters more than purpose. Fill in the blanks. Nothing matters more than purpose. For your life, I believe that nothing can compensate for knowing your purpose. Focusing on yourself will never reveal your life purpose. This is the thing that I'm having to adjust. I'm understanding now. But self-development is self-development. You wrote your goals down. You're reading these books. But if you are going to do what you're going to do, David, and you're going to, is you turn that knowledge and you help this man, and you help this man, and you help this man, and you help this lady, and you help this man, and you help this man. And then your purpose will arrive. If you do not graduate from self-development, you go backwards. Say true. So you must become the teacher. The next one. How do you find it? Focus on yourself. Then the next one says, then how do you find it? Look outside. Look outside. What are the benefits of finding your purpose? Number one, knowing your purpose gives you meaning. Gives you meaning. Knowing your purpose gives you clarification. Gives you hope. Gives you dreams. Number two, knowing your purpose gives you foundation. It gives you the ability to build on. It gives you the ability to make the right choices. It gives you the ability to build strength. It's when you break down. It's because you're too far from your purpose. Next one is, three, people that know their purpose don't try to do so much. Please, folks, stop trying to do so much. Say no. Okay, let's practice. Repeat after me. No. Oh, isn't that fun? Say no. Don't do it again. No. It's good to say no for the right reasons. It's bad to say no for the wrong reasons. Now you understand what I'm talking about. True? All right, ready? Everybody ready? Say yes. All right, here it is. Here it is. Number four. It gives you focus power. Focus power. It gives you the focus power. It's the most important thing in life. Okay, everybody stand up. Everybody stand up. Everybody up. Everybody up. All right, turn to the person to your right. Turn to the person to your right. Grab their hands. I love doing that, don't you? Okay, everybody turn the person to somebody next to you. Grab their hands and look them right in the face and say, I got focus power.
Okay, everybody sit down. Okay, fill in the blanks. See where it says CE? That's color of eyes. Write down the color of the eyes, the person you just shook their hand. Don't look over, write it down. Now look down, see where it says CH? Write it down. What's CH say? Color of hair. And if you want to put NH, that's fine. All right, now who got the color of hair right? Raise your hand. Look at that. Who got the color of eyes right? Raise your hand. See? Hair, you don't have to have focus power to see it. Eyes, you got to have focus power. Purpose, that's how you know. That's the difference between seeing and focusing. You understand? Say yes. Number five, the key is to dedicate your life to something bigger than you. Let's step up and dedicate things to something bigger. And boy, there's a lot of it out there. Number six, remember that you are free to choose. Remember that you are free to choose. You can choose, can you not? That is your choice. You live in America. You live in the greatest country in the whole wide world. You live in a job that gives you the opportunity to be around some highly successful human beings. You are in places that most people live and dream to go someday. You work where some people spend their whole life being able to say, I'm a member. And you run it. If that doesn't give you higher purpose, I don't know what does. But sometimes we get so tied in up to the food's not right, the service is not right, and all the details, you forget the picture. And you know what the next one is? Number seven. You will then understand life. Down at the bottom, you must understand surrender is the only way to find purpose in life. Circle the word surrender, would you please? Circle the word surrender. See, some people look at surrender as a real negative thing. I don't look at surrender as a negative thing. I'm sorry. I used to. I said surrender means I failed. Surrender means I've given up. Surrender means that I'm a loser, you're a winner. No. You know what surrender is? Surrender is realizing I'm not important. You are. There's when the power comes. I'm not right. My wife is. Because anybody can put up with me for 24 years, she's an angel. And you know what's interesting? Number one, fill in the blanks. Here's how you begin. Begin with the awe factor. Awe. A-W-E. Awe. I'm in awe with your success. I'm in awe with your life. I'm in awe with what you can do. I'm in awe with your skills. You got a ton of them. The next one, take care of people. Take care of the people. Take care of the people and the people take care of you. Next one, have faith. Have faith. Number four, become a teacher in life. Become a teacher in life. My question is this. If you've not taught anything new to another person so far this year, what you been doing? This is February. What are you going to do? Wait till later? Number five. What purpose is looking for is an attitude of the heart. My best example is Mother Teresa. Say true. There it is. We might never get to that degree, but the closest you get, the better you be. Next one. Live by these three rules. These are the three rules I teach my children, and I believe that I did it by accident. I believe it's helped them understand purpose in life. A. Say something nice to someone every day. Go out of your way to say something nice to someone. B. Do something nice for someone every day. You go out of your way that today is your day. I'm going to do something very, very nice for you. Okay? C. Be the best at all times. See, be the best at all times. Seven, use your weakness to find your purpose. Use your weakness to find your purpose. You have a weakness, say true. You know what's interesting? That gives you the purpose. Jeff Pegg, close friend of mine, lives in the country, comes up to me, I hunt, he works my dogs. And my boys and my daughter and my wife and I, we go out and do some work out there. And Jeff says, I know I can't talk to you about business because that's the rule. I said, that's the rule. When I'm here with my family, we don't talk about business. He said, but all these companies, Frito-Lay and Cisco, they come out and they tell me that your name comes up in their conversations about how you've helped them with their business. And I go, do you know him? He says, yeah, he can bring his family out. And I said, I don't even know what he did. He never talks about his business. I don't talk about my business. I talk about his business. And he says, can I talk to you? I said, yeah. He says, I'm 48 years of age. I make $14,000 a year.
I have very little education. I have a wife and I have a child, and I'm barely making it. I look at him and I says, I'm impressed that you made it this long at $14,000 a year. Say, true. And you know what's interesting? He said, what can I do? I said, what do you want to do? He said, I don't have any backing. I don't have any skills. I said, you have everything you need. We just got to find it. You understand? You have everything you need. We just got to find it. Can we go back to finding things for people? I said, where's your love? He says, golf. I said, you play golf? He goes, yeah, I'm a scratch golfer. I said, really? I said, well, let's talk about golf. I said, what do you see in golf? He said, well, I got this putter that I use. I said, a putter? He said, yeah. He said, see, I'm a righty tighty dominant, so I can't line my putt up very well because I'm always off. So I created this putter that stands up by itself and just kind of get behind, and that way I can align my eye before I putt. I said, well, what are you going to do with it? He said, well, you know, it's just my thing that I use to practice with. So I said, why don't we produce it? He said, oh, no, it costs too much, won't work, I'll go broke. I said, now those are the reasons. Let's talk about results. So to make a long story short, I helped him hook up with the right people. Today in Australia, it's one of the most popular putters, isn't it? The peg putter. In Europe, it's now taking over Europe. In the United States, it's moving its way back. It's called the peg putter. Go to my website. Click on it. It's called the PP1. And you literally stand up at 45 mile an hour headwind. You can walk around it and line up your putt. And it's legal. And you know what? All that happened for him. Did I make a dime from it? Nope. Did I lose a little money? Yeah. But is it a good investment? Yes! Can we go back to putting what matters where it belongs? He's helped my boys. He's helped my girl. It was my job to help him. Not because I was going to get rich. I have nothing to do with it. It was because it was the right thing. Okay, number 8, have silent time. Have silent time. Number 9, admitting your limitations. You've got to admit your limitations. You can't do everything. Stay true. So stop trying to do everything. Next one, 10, becoming best friends with your purpose. Love your purpose. Hug your purpose. Make your purpose your best friend. And you say it's impossible. I don't know what it is. You know what it is. You're just not wanting to find it. Next one, keys to love. Fill in the blank. Life without love is worthless. Say true. Totally worthless. And you know what's interesting? The 3 keys, A, B, C, write it down. Hope, faith, and love. Hope, faith, and love. Hope, faith, and love. You have to have hope, you have to have faith, and you have to have love. And if you don't know how to love, shame on you. Love is the most powerful tool there is in the whole wide world. And unfortunately, you know why we lose purpose? Everybody say why? Because you loved and you got burnt. And you said to yourself, I'm not going to open my heart again. I'm not going to do it. I don't care what happens. I'm not doing it again. But then what you said for the rest of your life is you will never find purpose. We've all been burnt. Stay true. That's part of life. It just makes your heart bigger. During the tough times, folks, in our life, we take those experiences and we put them deep into our heart. Stay true. During the good times, we stick it in our pocket. Understand what it's all about. Next one, relationships are what life is about. Number 4, how do you spell love? I look at it as time. T-I-M-E. Fill this in. T stands for being together. Make sure that you got time together. Now what do I mean? When you're together, be together. Stop being together when somebody's on a computer and somebody's on a cellular phone. I'm talking about be together. I stands for be interesting. What did you learn today that you can give to somebody they didn't know? What did you pick up today that you can share with your family tonight that makes you interesting? M stands, in my opinion, for meaning. You have meaning in your life. We're doing something that matters. It's meaning. And E stands for being eager. Be eager to spend time with the people. Everything around my life is about eagerness. The E concept, the time concept. It's all about being eager to spend time with you. You with me? Punch it. You're the man. And you know what's interesting? Life is all about what? Love. Can you find your purpose and then lose it again? Yes. Write them down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Why? Because you don't understand the importance of relationships. You're not maintaining your relationships. Last night I worked very hard to maintain some very close relationships in this room. Did I have to spread myself thin? Yes. Was it worth it? Yes. But the bottom line, work on your relationships. And you know what's interesting? All I can tell you is this.
Number two, honesty. Number three, problem and person. Problem and person. We don't understand the ability to attack the problem, not the person. When you are addressing somebody, when you make somebody wrong, they're wrong. I love people that can say, you know what you just did right now, ooh, that's not good at all. But I know that's not you. So let's take that, what bad thing you just did, and move it over here. Now let's you and I talk about that thing. I love doing that with my kids. You know what you just did? That's really bad. So let's take, I know it's not you, so we're going to take it out of you. We're going to put it over here. So you and I, let's talk about it. Now what was that? That was a really bad deal. What'd you do there? Oh, I don't know. What would you want to do? I just kicked that thing again. I would too. So let's just think about it. So that thing's a bad thing. Bad seed, bad seed. You got bad seed. Come on, bad seed. Come on, bad seed, right? And you go, okay, say, I love you, man. I love you. That, not good. True? Keep them separate. Okay? Next one. Okay? Everybody ready? Get ready. Number four, we don't understand the power of thought. We don't understand the power of thought. We think it lies around us. But our purpose reminds us that it begins within us. Remember, whatever gets into your mind will get your attention. You know you are living your life purpose if you are consistent in thought, words, and deeds. Remember, watch your thoughts, they become words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. That was written by Frank Outlaw. Next one, the key to the purpose-guided life. Number one is a new beginning. A new beginning. I want you to understand something. We've all enjoyed beautiful fires in our homes. We've enjoyed beautiful fires at lodges and places. We sit and we enjoy the heat. We see the sparkle. We hear the pop. We smell it. We enjoy the people we're around. We enjoy the moments. We enjoy the experiences. They're over! So do what you're supposed to do. All there's in that fireplace is ashes. Clean it out. Blow the corners out so where there's not one ash left. And then where are you going to take those ashes? To the trash and dump them. What I'm asking you to do today is understand, in life you need a new beginning. So take all the ashes and get rid of them and throw them away. And then start a new fire. And you know what's interesting? Number two, the plan. You got to plan it. Number three, simplify it, simplify it, simplify it. Number four, it takes time. It takes time. You got to have time. Be patient, be patient, be patient. Number five, fall back on your gifts. You have the gifts. Your heart, A, write down A, heart, 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 heart. When you know your living life purpose is when you serve others, it is yourself who benefits. Remember the old Chinese proverb, if you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a month, get married. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. If you want happiness for a life, help others, because that's where the heart really grows. B. Abilities, abilities, abilities. You know you are living your life purpose. When you are not doing what you love, you do what you do with love. Understand the power of that. Remember, I long to accomplish a great and noble task, but it is my duty to accomplish the small task as if they were great and noble. Written by Helen Keller. C. Personality, personality, personality. Realize each one of us in this room today have a different personality. Each one of us has a gift. Each one of us has a weakness. Look at me. One of my greatest weaknesses, otherwise known now as my gift, is what is called ADHD. And you know, realizing, when I first understood, all my life, I was sitting in rooms and people go, would you sit still? Would you stop kicking her? And I hated when people would look at me and go, hold up two fingers and go, look at me. I realized that was my personality. That's who I am. And you realize through personality, you realize you have strength and you have weakness. Strength is designed to give you vision and hope. Weakness is designed to give you the disciplines so that you can focus, so that you can create the environment that allows purpose to come to you and be so bright and make the day so different. Because at that point you know you are living your life purpose if you know the secret to happiness is not found by gaining what you desire, but
in detaching yourself from the desire. Remember, detaching yourself from the desire. Show me the fruit of your desires, and I will show you the seed of your suffering.
D, experience, experience.
You realize we all have experiences. Can you imagine the number of experiences that are represented here today? But realize, why do we call it an experience? Experience is something that we've experienced, that we've learned from, that we've shared, that we remember, that it's a lesson. It's part of our life. But remember, why is it that sometimes we do not find purpose until the latter part of our lives? Because some of us are slow learners. It takes a lot of experiences for us to finally realize that we can make a change. And through that change, we can create our environment. And you know what? You know you are living your life purpose when through experience you learn to spend time with family. Spend time with the ones you love. Spend time focusing on the things that matter. And learn to spend money with caution.
There are people in this world. There are cowards in this world. And you know how cowards make decisions? They ask themselves the question, is it safe? There are politicians in this world. You know what politics stands for, don't you? Many bloodsuckers. We all know that. You know what politics say before they make a decision? What do they say? Is it popular? Cowards say, is it safe? Politicians say, is it popular? And then the next one is people that have courage. That's you. You know how you find your purpose? Everybody say, how? Have courage. Say courage. And you know how people that have courage, how they make their decisions? Everybody say, how? They say, is it right? They don't say, is it popular? They don't say, is it safe? They say, is this decision right? And that's how they make their decisions.
I want to look each and every one of you in this room in the eyes. But I can't. There is too many people here. But so I am going to do the best I can to help you understand. We need everybody in this room to reach deep into your heart, reach deep into your soul, and understand that the courage is what gives you the energy to find the things that matter. You need to go to the mirror. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and realize you are a gift. You have everything you need to do everything you need in life. But every day, the world, the people around you, the things around you, the advertising, the newspapers, TV, the issues in life are constantly selling you on not making the right choices. So you're unable to create that environment that allows you to find that purpose. You know when you start on the right track, because the choices that you make are right. The decisions you make are with that goal in mind. And you realize you know you are living your life purpose. When sleep is an intrusion of your time and not the refuge from your troubles in life. Too many people go to bed at night because they're just wanting to get away. Just give me a break. Let me go and close my eyes so I, for a moment, can just get away from all of it. Sleep should not be a refuge. It should be an interruption of your purpose. You know when you are living your life purpose. It's when food and drink are used to nourish your body. You will look at the food and drink and you will say, is that good for me or bad for me? Because that is a nourishment of my body. But you will not use it to replace the pains in your life. I see too many people eating because they're too numb from the pains of their life, and that is giving them some relief. You know you are living your life purpose is when money is the consequence of your work and not the primary objective. Have courage to do things when you're not going to get paid. have courage to step up and go the extra mile when you know you're not going to get anything back from it based on what the world says, but what purpose says is will give you more than you can use, more you can spend, more than you can see, because the feeling you have when you find purpose is a feeling that money cannot buy. We work to become, not to acquire. You know when you are living your life purpose. When adults think you're crazy. Trust me, most of the people that are around me says, he's a little different, he is. And children think you are cool. That's when you know you're living your life purpose. And also, understand, you must have the courage to find yourself, to feel inferior to no one richer than you. That's when you know you have found your purpose. We have too many neighbors coveting one's house next to them because they don't have what they have. So they feel inferior. When you meet a wealthy person, have awe. Don't feel inferior. If you're inferior, that is the key that locks the door to purpose in life. And superior to no one poor. When you meet somebody so poor in life, don't feel for a moment that because they are less, you are more. Because they have less, you can do more. Because they have what they have, you have more than they have. I have met more poor people in my life that are happier than some of the richest people in life. But I've also understood one simple thing. I have met very, very many wealthy people in life that are very happy. So don't you look in the mirror and say, you can't have money and be happy at the same time. Yes, you can. That's a cop-out. But you could also be poor and have very little and be very happy. Because in both places, you've chosen to design your life to find your purpose. Measure wealth not by the things you have, but the things you have for which you would not take money for. I hope from the deepest part of my heart that if I came to you and you had something and I asked for it, what would you give me that money could not buy? Then you start to understand all these other items doesn't make a difference. They're enjoyable. They make your life easier. They're fun, but they're not purpose. Have courage to stand up and fight and say, no, I don't need that. I need this. I don't need that. I need to give this. I don't need this for me. I need to do this for you. Because through those decisions, the purpose in your life smiles around you. Your world becomes brighter. It becomes clearer. And you become happier. And the days become easier. And your sleep is so peaceful and so quiet that you don't have to do it for long to feel so rested.